Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future with a savings plan from Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
It's 2 years this summer since the disappearance and death of Belfast teenager Noah Donoghue. The 14-year-old schoolboy was found dead in a storm drain in North Belfast in June 2020, 6 days after he went missing. The Police Service of Northern Ireland ruled out foul play. However, questions persist around the circumstances leading to Noah Donoghue's death, and a rally will be held in Belfast tomorrow in protest at a decision by the Northern Ireland Secretary of State, which could lead to some information being withheld at the inquest into the boy's death. The Donoghue family says it has grave concerns over the decision, as our reporter Barry Lenehan has been finding out. He joins me now in studio. And Barry, you've been to meet the Donoghue family. Tell me what they're saying.
They want to know what exactly happened on Sunday, the 21st of June 2020. That's the day the St. Malachy's College pupil went missing, sparking a colossal community search operation across Belfast at the height of the pandemic. His body was found in a 1 kilometre drain 6 days later, and a post-mortem examination later found he died as a result of drowning. It's a case that gripped the island and continues in the spotlight in the north, and a picture of a smiling Noah in his school blazer, one that many people remember. Noah lived with his mother Fiona, and she's consistently campaigned for what she terms a thorough investigation into her son's death. And the family, they've set up a charity in Noah's name, blue and white rugby jerseys synonymous with the cause, supporters called Noah's Army. And when I met Noah's aunt Niamh Donoghue yesterday, I first asked her to describe Noah.
He was a wee gift, just not your average 14-year-old. Was really into like philosophy and was teaching himself Japanese. Played the cello, was keen into rugby. So he was in one of the first rugby teams that had school, St. Malachy's. I think he just wanted to try everything. He just loved life. He couldn't sing, but he was still in the school choir. So that gives you an idea of the sort of the wee personality he was. But he was genuinely just a wee beautiful soul. Beautiful soul.
If there are 25 hours in the day, he still would be looking for more.
Yeah, just had a wee thirst for life and people, and had such a beautiful way about him. Loved his wee friends, and like everybody thought the world of him. You know, anybody that came into contact with him, just he did leave an impression on you. Just with his wee mannerisms, he was just the sweetest wee boy. Sweetest.
And for you as an aunt and his cousins as well, your own children, they all got on very well.
Yeah, he just loved to play in the street. He was so innocent, but just loved getting out to the street and playing, and was just a wee dote. There's just no words, there's no other words for him, just than a wee dote. He was great, a great boy.
Him and Fiona made a great team.
So Noah was her only child. They just did everything together. Fiona just describes him as her soulmate. They were each other's world.
How is the family doing since?
Noah's passing has had such a profound effect, obviously, on Fiona's mummy. You know, that was her world, as I've said. But the ripple effects, you know, of his passing through the rest of the family have just, it's changed all our lives. Fiona and myself, we fight, we run the campaign, we run the foundation, and we spend our days just going through information and disclosure. So that's what our lives have been for 2 years, and that in itself has been an immense struggle in itself in so many ways.
Noah's aunt Niamh Donoghue there, and our sympathies to her and her sister, Noah's mother, of course. What is known about Noah's disappearance and death? Remind us, Barry.
Police believe the boy entered the drain in the Northwood area of North Belfast. He had cycled to the area from his home, although it was understood he was on his way to meet a friend in a different part of the city. Shortly before Noah went missing, he was seen with no clothes on, and prior to this, he was seen falling off his bike. However, the full sequence of events from when Noah left his home to when he entered the drain is not fully accounted for. Here's Niamh again.
And I just remember thinking, Noah, if he was missing, there was something not right. It was like everybody just knew. The most surreal, even thinking about it now and looking back at, you know, we're 2 years on, but it's hard to believe it's all happened. And we knew then that something wasn't right.
What questions stand out to you over 2 years on that need answering about what happened here?
Well, Noah's case is probably one of the most complex cases that any of the professionals involved in have ever encountered. The details are so complex, and 2 years in, you would like to think that we would be very sure of details, and it's still so confusing. Questions like, you know, CCTV, we still haven't received all the CCTV. The public are being told, you know, that Noah made his way across the city. There was no third party involvement, that nobody intercepted him, that he removed all his belongings himself and reached a part of Belfast that he wasn't aware of. Noah would have no reason to be there. So why was he there? Why did he end up cycling naked in a densely populated street in the middle of the day? The route that he was taking from his home was the route that he would have taken to school. So Noah would have been knowledgeable of that route. But for some reason, instead of turning left where he would normally turn left, he goes straight on into a part of Belfast. He really had no reason to be there.
Even his final resting place, the storm drain.
You know, that storm drain is at the end of a cul-de-sac. Some people lived on that street for 20 years, were never aware of the storm drain being there. How did Noah Donoghue know that that storm drain was there?
For a boy who was afraid of the dark as well.
And that's part of the reason why Fiona had Noah cremated, actually, was because he was afraid of the dark. Going back to the storm drain itself, you know, there's so many obstructions in the tunnels. It would make it very difficult for any human being to make their way through that system to the point where Noah was found. That raises a lot of questions, how that child managed to make it 950 metres into it in the dark. But again, these are all questions that we need answered. Every time you read more information, more statements, it's just a barrage of questions that you have that need answered, and they never seem to end. We don't know the truth. We don't know what happened to Noah, and that's what we're trying to do. We're just trying to find the truth.
Lots of questions there for Noah Donoghue's family. There was a police investigation into his death, Barry.
That's right. That's right. And the PSNI has ruled out foul play. But the Donoghue family has been critical of the police investigation. The PSNI, for its part, has continued to defend its actions, always maintaining its investigation has been robust and wide-ranging, and that it met Noah's mother to discuss her concerns. Now, in a statement to Drive Time this evening, the Police Ombudsman of Northern Ireland confirmed how it is, quote, currently investigating complaint about police actions surrounding the death of Noah Donoghue. Our inquiries remain ongoing, and it's understood the complaint emanated from Noah's mother, Fiona.
And so, Barry, to the inquest that's to come into Noah Donoghue's death, tell me about this precise decision that the Northern Ireland Secretary of State made recently and its significance, please.
Yes, Shailesh Vara last month signed a public interest immunity certificate following a request by the PSNI, and this means some information relating to the case could be withheld during the inquest into the teenager's death. Now, the PSNI says it can't comment on the public interest immunity or PII certificate, but the Assistant Chief Constable has previously said that the PII relates to a small amount of material in three police files, including redactions related to sensitive personal information and investigative methodology. It has said the PII certificates are more associated with legacy cases normally, but ultimately the coroner will decide at a private hearing before Noah Donoghue's inquest as to whether this information can be withheld. A spokesperson for Mr. Vara for the Northern Ireland office said they don't comment on ongoing coronial proceedings, but it's believed Mr. Vara carefully considered the application from the PSNI, having been fully briefed on the case by officials, and was satisfied that the overall balance of public interest was in favour of not disclosing the information.
So tell me, Barry, what the Donoghue family say about all of this ahead of this planned rally tomorrow.
The use of a PII cert here is opposed by the Donoghue family, who believe it's an attempt to cover up the circumstances of Noah's death. An online petition in support of all material being disclosed fully at the inquest has been signed by over 300,000 people, and there have been rallies in counties Down, Tyrone, Derry, and another one is planned at Belfast City Hall tomorrow afternoon backing this call. KRW Law, which represents the family, says it has, quote, grave concerns over the PII application, that it was unexpected and unique in these circumstances and has caused the Donoghue family and wider community enormous distress. It said the purpose of the inquest was, quote, to allay rumour and suspicion. The PSNI has said in March that a narrative it was attempting to conceal answers about Noah's death through PII was having reputational consequences for the force. And Noah's aunt, Niamh, told me why exactly this rally is going ahead tomorrow.
it raises so many questions as to why they would need to enforce PAI certificates. People are finally taking a stand, and they're angry, and they're demanding that this be reversed. If there is something in those files, then, you know, Fiona, me, the legal team, we need to see it. On Saturday, we're expecting overwhelming numbers. You know, it takes a lot to fight, and without Noah's Army carrying us 3 days, then, you know, sometimes you shudder to think where you would be.
On the issue at play at the moment, the PII, the PSNI told a public meeting of the policing board in March how it was seeking to hold back what it said was a small amount of detail contained within three larger files, such as investigative techniques and unique reference numbers, and it said every intelligence document about what happened is being released to the inquest. So what do you say to that when you hear that? That basically the PSNI is saying that all necessary material pertaining to Noah's death will be out in the open at the inquest.
How can we go forward in an inquest process and our legal representatives, you know, make an informed argument or decisions be made if it's not full transparency? I know the PSNI have said that it's to protect methodology and other aspects, but there's no need for it. Why is it not used in other missing person cases? Why is it being used in Noah's if there's no foul play?
What might be the family's next steps if you are not happy with the inquest process after all this is done with?
We don't have any faith in the process. We don't believe it's going to give us the truth. We have already spoke about going for a public inquiry. We know that that's sometimes difficult to achieve, but we do believe that, you know, because of the public support and the demand from so many people, not just us as the family, for answers, that it's probably necessary to have a public inquiry. We'll do whatever it takes to get the truth for Noah. So we'll exhaust every avenue that's open to us.
The coroner has said there's no evidence at the moment to suggest anyone else was involved in Noah's death, although he stressed investigations were ongoing. So what do you say to those people who might argue that you're trying to hold on to something here and perhaps not accepting what actually happened?
We're not looking for anything sinister to have happened. We just want the answers. Nobody chooses to live their life like this. Nobody would ever choose to live the way we are living. Fiona has lost everything, but we will continue to fight because all we want the truth, and we just want the opportunity to go back and piece our lives back together in some way after this. So no, we will accept the truth, whatever that truth is.
Do you think the family might be able to sleep a little easier if all those questions outstanding are somehow answered in the months ahead?
Fiona is Noah's mummy. She hasn't had the opportunity to grieve properly. How can you grieve for your baby when you don't know what happened to him? You know, the nightmares will never leave her. Her life will never be the same again, ever, with or without the answers. But maybe we can learn to love with Noah's loss. Our love for Noah, as you know, we would literally do anything for him, and we would always do anything for our babies. That keeps us going.
Niamh Donoghue there, aunt of Noah. And finally, Barry Lenehan, still with me. Politically, what's been happening on this issue?
Politicians from the DUP, SDLP and People Before Profit are among those to oppose the use of a PII certificate in the case of Noah Donoghue. The case has also been raised by politicians in the Oireachtas from across the political divide. While Sinn Féin is seeking an urgent meeting with the Secretary of State, its North Belfast MP John Finucane is among the speakers at the rally tomorrow, and he says it's important that justice is seen to be done in this case.
Barry Lenehan, thank you very much for that report.